How does a real estate investor get organized for the new year? That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can be financially free at some point. So this is a time of year when everyone kind of gathers up and figures out, I want to make this New Year's resolution. I want to get more organized. That's one of the things I always try to work on every year is getting organized. And I think I fail miserably just about every year.
Well, thankfully, lucky for you, you have a Virgo for
a wife. That's right.
Right. No, not all wives are organized. That's a really gendered thing to say.
Nope.
Yes, it is. Sometimes the husband's more organized than the wife, right?
But we have our own interesting ways of being organized. Like, I'm more organized in certain ways than you are. And then you're more organized when it comes to like files and folders than I am.
Right. Yes. So, but I also am a Virgo, and if you know astrology at all, you know that Virgos really like to be organized. That's sort of the way they like to control the world. Mm-hmm. This is my superpower, right? Is knowing where everything is. Like, if you ask me, where is the payoff statement on any given property? I'll be like, let me get right on it, right? Because I know where everything is. I need that in the world. So I am the one who likes to, when December comes around, start to organize my files and folders for 2020, so I'm raring to go.
Right. I mean, anytime we have to do anything with insurance or properties or property management, you know, we get an email from our property manager or insurance, we need this particular document.
Mm-hmm.
I watch the email thread, you send it back within like a few seconds.
Yep.
Like, I have that right here in this folder. So what we wanted
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
What we wanted to do on today's show is help you a little bit get organized, because as you start to scale in your real estate investing journey, you're going to have to stay organized when you get tax bills, utility bills that come in. These things need to be put in proper folders for tax purposes and just for organizational purposes. So we have three different areas that we want to help you in the new year get organized.
Okay.
First one.
First one is your digital folders. Now, whatever system you're using, maybe it's Apple Documents, maybe it's Dropbox, maybe it's Google Drive. I don't care, right? But each of your folders now needs a 2020 folder. So that's as easy as just right-click, create a 2020 folder, and you're done, right? But you don't want to be doing that like as the year progresses, because there are things maybe you are already thinking of organizing and putting in those folders. For instance, okay, we have one property manager that allows us to pay them a fee instead of taking their fee out of the rent every month. I like doing that because it's a taxable deduction that I can get in 2019. So they asked us, do you want to pay this right now? And I said, absolutely, I do. I would like to write you a check because that's going to lower my taxation in this calendar year. So I pay it, but it doesn't go in the 2019 folder, right? It goes in the 2020 folder. So what I do is I go through all of my folders, right? Either for the property where I keep notes or documents for that property,
right,
or the bank accounts or the bank statements. And I just make 2020 folders. So they're ready, right? I'm ready to go. I don't want to be bothered with that. It's such a simple thing, but it really just sort of sets the mindset. Like, I'm good to go, right? Do you have folders like that? Like, most of the time I just share them with Clayton, but I don't see them like in his workflow system.
No, and I would say, look, my problem is, and if you're watching right now and you have this same problem, then maybe you can relate to me in this relationship. I use, let's see, Dropbox, Google Drive, iCloud Drive. And so as these things have evolved over the years, I've kind of switched between
them.
This
bothers me. Yes, I used to use
Evernote.
Right.
Evernote was a thing that I used to use back in the day. And, now I use Apple Notes for a lot of things because now it's such a good note-taking app. So I use that across all of my different platforms. But what I'm trying to say to you is pick one. Pick one that you can kind of go all in on and stick with it and just try to spend some time getting organized and clean it up. And one thing I would say too is just clean it all up first.
Yes.
Because I went through, there was a time with Google Drive, I just had so much old junk in there.
Yeah.
Old wholesaling thing. Contracts from closings from years ago that I don't need. And so I just had to clean it all up and make it nice and tidy again and get that storage down. But I think pick a good platform that you can be, you can stand by, something that's secure, something that's protected. Remember, these documents now are your, these are very, very important private documents for your financials. So make sure that you've got a password set up. Make sure that you're using the proper file structure so that you know you're protected.
Most likely you're going to have some downtime during the holidays where like someone's baking something and you're sitting on the couch with your iPad. I know that's going to happen, right?
That will happen. Watching football, perhaps?
Yes. And so it's a good use of your time to just sort of search through your digital life and say, what makes sense and what doesn't? What was I able to find quickly in 2019? And what didn't make sense, right? And so Clayton's problem is that he's a shameless Apple fanboy. Yes, you are.
I am.
And so he'll hear someone on a podcast talking about how great the new Apple document storage is and be like, well, we got to change then. And I'm like, why? It's working for us. Everything's in Dropbox. I don't feel the need to take everything from here to there. It's fine here. And he's like, well, I'm going to, you know, have some stuff here. So recently he was trying to, we were creating an album from a trip that we took. And he's like, well, I'll send it to you as a this kind of folder. And I'm like, I do not want that kind of folder. You know where everything is. It must be Dropbox or I will not accept it. It is like file not compatible. So stick with one. Yeah. Don't get excited unless there's just something that's not working, right? We did have some sharing issues last year with Dropbox and that became an issue we had to surmount. If it's just not working, then change it. But if it's working, don't get excited because someone on a podcast says to use this and it's great.
Listen, Dropbox has had a lot of problems over the past year. And
okay, we're going down a rabbit hole. Let's not say which one is best. I'm just saying, don't get excited because someone says this is great.
Well, number one, stick with one. With Apple documents, you can't share it right now. So right now, as it stands today, this day of this recording, they pulled that feature back that they're working on for file sharing.
So then you can't use that, right?
So if you're looking to share that with a spouse or a partner or
your
CPA,
you
can't use it. So Google Drive, Dropbox. And there's, you know, you could use OneDrive, I think, from Microsoft. Whatever it is, just set it up, get it cleaned up, and get rid of some of the cruft that's in there. Because what can happen, these folders can start to get nested inside of nests, and it becomes an absolute web and a nightmare.
Right. So I used to have, like, a different folder for, say, our business insurance than I did for our medical insurance. And then I was going back and forth, like, oh, where do I keep this insurance document? Because I needed this. That was nonsensical, right? So the other day I was like, I don't like the way this is set up. I'm going to drag it all around. And now I have a system that I love. Make sure that your systems are in place that are for the business of your family. It's so important that you're not wasting your time. Where is that thing, you know? And how do I get that thing to that person? You just need to know where everything is, right? The same systems, this is point number two, should apply to your offline life, right? So if you keep your whatever physical documents you've got, you're gonna get some. There are some people who are like, no, I don't have anything offline. That's crap.
No,
you do.
Pick up a Fujitsu ScanSnap printer. There's a whole line of them. They make excellent scanners. They can rip through 50 pages at one time. Doesn't matter which one, but grab one of those. Highly recommend Fujitsu's ScanSnap printers. They're not a sponsor. I'm just telling you they're awesome. And anyway, and then scan them digitally and put them in those folders. Lead a paperless life. Get rid of some of that paper if you don't need it. But you're going to get these things mailed to you. Scan them, put them in the appropriate folder.
But there are certain things then, you don't just shred it or throw it away. There are certain things you need to keep for one reason or another, right? And so however you have that in a 2019 box, either what I do, even still, is I go and create file folders, hanging file folders that sort of replicate my digital life because I like to have things, right? And so I've got it and I create those little labels. I love my label maker. And then I take, so now what I'll do at the end of December, yes, I do, is I'm going to go and like box up all the 2019 stuff and put it in the closet and then create new ones for 2020 so that when those documents come in, it's like boop, boop, boop. It has a place, right? And so you're moving the 2019 stuff out of your way. It's no longer in your purview. You're going to need it come tax time, so don't put it too far, like in the storage unit. But put it maybe, like, for me, I've got the things that are right in front of me, the things that are in the closet from the last, like, year or two, and then the things that are just still in storage, right?
You want to play a practical joke on a Virgo? Just flip-flop those things. Go take one from the other, switch them out.
That's not funny.
And see if she notices.
She'll notice.
That'll be a lot of fun.
I don't like that.
Point number three on your list of organization.
Okay, but before we get to point number three, because I want to talk a little bit about
how long... Do you have a 2B?
Sort of. Right. I want to talk about how long you should be keeping these things anyway, right?
Right. Isn't there an old rule of thumb, like 7 years for tax purposes, 7 years?
Actually, the IRS has guidelines. We'll put a link in the show notes about what the guidelines are. The general guidelines are that you should keep everything for 3 years if you're a person, right? 7 years is more towards the business side, but you should keep it for 7 years if you've claimed a loss. Because if you've claimed a loss and you're getting some kind of refund, they're going to say we have up to 7 years to call foul on that and audit you. They usually don't do that for more than 7 years, but the guidelines are surprisingly specific. I have them here. It says also keep them indefinitely if you file a fraudulent return. How about this? Don't file a fraudulent return. Like if you know something's fraudulent and you're like, well, I better keep that one because it was fraudulent.
Right. So, I'm going to hang on to this one because it was fraud.
That is interesting.
Don't do anything fraudulent, all right? Note to self.
And then it says keep employment tax records for at least 4 years after the date that that tax is paid. So the rules are now not so much seven unless you've claimed a loss. And so then you want to just be prepared to defend that loss for 7 years.
All right. Are you done with point 2B?
I think so.
No more like 2C?
Nope.
We can go to, all right, three. All right, step three here to get organized in the next year is spreadsheets. Spreadsheets make my head explode.
I love spreadsheets.
So anytime I need more than just like a basic column spreadsheet, I call on her. Mm-hmm. We recently had something where we needed to adjust a whole bunch of dates and info on spreadsheets, make multiple pages and all this sort of stuff. That's where she comes in. So organizing spreadsheets, what would that look like for real estate?
Okay, so we have given out several spreadsheets to you, like property trackers, the way we keep track of the notes of our properties, how we keep our balance sheet, right? All of those things should now have a new version for 2020. You should not be keeping your financial records flowing in 1 year to the next. Don't do that.
So tabs at the bottom.
No. What? It makes me cringe to
think that. What, you can't have tabs at the bottom?
You can, right? But most of the giveaways that we have given our viewers are things that should have a brand new version for 2020, not a new tab for that year.
Oh, okay.
It really depends what the spreadsheet is. But for things like... I can't remember the name of the spreadsheet that we talked about recently, where it's like a list of the properties and how much income it's made in that year, but then they also have a different tab for taxes for that year. There's a different tab for insurance for that year. There's a different, right? That needs to be a whole new thing for 2020. I keep spreadsheets for each checking account, like business checking account and personal checking account. And I do go through and reconcile the checkbooks anytime the statements come in. So I make sure that everything is in order. That I need new ones in 2020 for our personal checking accounts, for our business accounts. Your balance sheet, you should have a brand new one for 2020. You should not be keeping those into a new year. And you know, your fiscal year has to end on December 31st. And whatever you are going to deduct, whatever you're going to claim, that needs to be clean. It's got to be clean. So start making new spreadsheets for the new year and put them in those new digital folders. It feels so good to do this. I don't understand why everyone doesn't feel that way.
Well, because it can be cumbersome and it can be a little daunting. And so if you can download, we have some of the free tools. We will put those links in the show notes below so you can download these free spreadsheets and then create new versions for the new year for you. I know a lot of people found them really useful when we provided them in other videos. So we'll put them all right here for you so you have access to them.
And then a little tip, you can go into that spreadsheet that you've got for 2019 and just, if you're using Google Drive, for instance, you just go to create a copy and then click the little box that says share it with the same people. So Clayton does have access to all these brand new spreadsheets. He just ignores them, which I prefer, actually, because if you go in there and you break my formulas, then I'm going to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just someone's got to do it. Play to your strengths, right? I usually, I'll tell Clayton, this is where everything is in case I, like, you know, have some kind of fatal accident on the ski slopes this season. Mm-hmm. He knows where to get it, and he could sort of reverse engineer what it all is.
Do we share that also with our accountant?
Yes. The accountants have those. And also, if something does happen, I always, at this time of year, like to remind Clayton where the estate documents are, the last will and testament, all of that stuff, right?
Right. So in case I'm out or you're out hanging Christmas lights on the chimney and you fall, Clark Griswold style.
Right.
Right.
Or I eat the Christmas lights and
exactly.
get fried like the cat.
Like the cat.
Yes.
It'd be very scary. All right, so that's how you stay organized in 2020 with your rental properties. And also check out how to track your rental property expenses, another video that we did on that as well, which will dive deeper into some of those things that crop up throughout the year.
This is not just for real estate investors, though, I want to say. Although if you've got this far into a show like this, probably you are.
Right.
But everyone should be doing these things. Everyone should be making new folders, moving, you know, your physical stuff into the closet for 2019 and creating new spreadsheets for the new year. Everyone should be doing this. If you haven't already, do that. You've got some time. You're going to sit on the couch and, you know, just
do it. While you're watching some football, while you're watching the Eagles perhaps lose a playoff game, just actually just get yourself organized.
Or watching the Niners win one.
Yeah.
Maybe they're my team.
Right, the best team in football. All right. That's enough football talk. That's enough real estate talk. Get organized, and I hope that it'll be a prosperous new year for you guys. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. We believe it's the number one way to build wealth. Stay organized. We'll see you next time, everyone.